prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 15 December 2020. We have got a very special guest tonight. I've been talking about it for about a week now. We're going to open phone lines up immediately at 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. To take your questions about your health concerns. I don't care what you personally or a family member or a friend, you feel free to call and talk to us. Ask any questions. Rodriguez will do his best to answer your questions. And we'll give out a phone number during the program several times. We can call and talk to him on the phone tomorrow, if you like, and get more details. But nonetheless, before we go to our guest tonight, don't forget tomorrow night's guest is going to be Dr. Kerry Madej. We'll be discussing what's in the Pfizer vaccine, folks. You want to hear this. You don't want to do that vaccine. Trust me, you don't. But tomorrow night, you hear all the details. I'm going to give her the whole hour to share what she wants to share. And I thank you in for a very informative evening. And also, don't forget that, Lord willing, we're going to have church this weekend. They're calling for another wet, heavy snow here in the mountains. About 6 inches where I live and 10 to 12 up near where the church is, fellowship is. So I don't know whether we're going to make it or not, but I'll let you know the best I can tomorrow night, and we'll go from there. But anyway, we're going to try to have a Bible study this weekend. It's going to be entitled From the Mask to the Mark. From the Mask to the Mark. You don't want to miss that. I think you really want to hear this. And if you want to receive our Minute Man magazine this month, it'll be going out this Thursday. Yeah, a week early. Because next week, nobody's going to be here in the office on Thursday and Friday, obviously. So we're going to put out this month's magazine. There'll be a title on this one. Very similar, put titles on it. We're going to discuss about the mask to mark and the COVID hoax part of the whole thing. You're going to want to see this. You're going to read this. It's totally free. If you email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com and say I want on the magazine list, we'll send that to you. You get it every month for free, no charge. You make copies of it if you like and share it with your friends, but we want you to have it for your own information. And also, we're still offering a 2-for-1. We'll be through the end of this month, into this year, believe it or not, on the REM Sleep and the Tranquil. You can buy one of each for $28.95. Or you can buy two of REM Sleep or two of Tranquil for the same price, $28.95. Your choice. You just let us know how many you want, which ones. Folks, that's $3 above the normal price for one bottle, and that includes shipping. That is really a deal of a deal. So if you're going to get it now. We're still offering a 33-page report on the vaccine, the information about the vaccines and the German lawsuit that's going on right now to counter this. I hope you'll take advantage of that as quick as you can. And also the book we have entitled is Christmas Christian. It's available also, folks. It all this and the three books we offered all together for $18. That's a really good deal on cremation as a Christian, United States and Great Britain and prophecy, and warning 1965. Folks, people knew about what's happening now basically a long time before we even thought about it happening. 65 was a year before I graduated from high school. And if you listen tonight on shortwave on 6115, you're listening because Melody Seastrom, with Discount Gold and Silver, is paying for that hour. She's been a very great blessing to this ministry, folks. She truly has. You give her a call and talk to her about what maybe you're planning your financial future, because things are going to change, and they're going to change fast and hard in the very near future. Call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Please do that. Now, without any further ado, I want to go to our guest tonight. This gentleman I've known now for several years by radio. Got to meet him twice in the BioCare Hospital in Tijuana. 3 years ago, we went down and went back again this past September. Went down for a complete thorough checkup with a stem cell treatment. And folks, I tell you what, if you leave that hospital and they say you're in good health, you better believe you're in good health. And I've talked to people while I was there, to people that have been there before, who've been cured of cancer, and all manner of other diseases I won't get into right now, because I won't have time to. But I got to meet them personally and hear their testimonies. And to see what they do there and how they do it, you'll never find this type of treatment or even test. You'll never find those tests in America. And one that impressed me a whole lot was the blood test they do the first thing you're there. They see your blood under a microscope. To see the red cells, the red blood cells, and the white blood cells, and them coursing through, like it's amazing to see that, and to see God's creation. The red blood cells are kind of oval shaped with a white light around the edge of them, and the white blood cells glisten like diamonds. And people say this all just happened. What a bunch of foolishness! There had to be a creator behind this. But, folks, that's something that you'll not see in America's hospitals, nowhere. And it's amazing to see how they make that blood flow better, smoother, before you leave there. You'll see the blood cells not clumped up. You'll see them flowing freely. This is what they do in BioCare Hospital. If you have a health issue, you please call us tonight at 844-769-2944. We want to hear from you. Let's go talk to Dr. Rodrigo Rodriguez. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Pastor. Very happy to be with you.
It's so good to have you. Well, it's so good to have you. It really is. And I tell you what, we go back a few years now, and I have to say, every time I get to be around you, I'm more honored to know you and to see you, that the man of integrity that you are, but to meet the staff that you work with, to meet the people that you have brought into your organization there at the BioCare Hospital, and see their degree of caring for people. They're not just there for a paycheck. That's obviously true. They probably make more money somewhere else with what they do. But they're actually there for the people and to work with those folks and meet every one of them personally. What a blessing. And I want to, again, thank you for taking time to put this together for folks a long time ago. But thank you for being there for us.
Well, I have to say, I have to agree with you. I think we have a wonderful staff, people that are very caring, very considerate, very humane. And on top of that, they're very skilled. They're very good nurses, very good health practitioners, very professional. But at the same time, they really have a heart. And that makes out of this hospital something really unique. We love what we do. We love the results. We love people leaving the hospital with big smiles, with blessings, with everything for us. We really love that.
Amen. Well, you know, I don't speak much Spanish, and a couple of the people there who work with us didn't speak much English, but I can't remember the lady's name come up to us the day we were leaving. And we hardly spoke because I don't speak much Spanish. I can say good morning, how you doing, this type of thing. That's about it. But she walked up and gave Marsh and I the sweetest hug. I mean, she walked up and just gave us a big hug. I was so touched by that. Maybe by God's grace, we blessed her somehow while we were there. I pray we did. And she gave us such a sweet goodbye hug. And you coming down to the hospital in the dying room and visiting with Marsh and I the night before we left, that meant so much to us, Dr. Rodriguez. It was an honor to us for you to do that. I want to thank you for that.
Well, I mean, regardless of everything, whatever you came to do, or health issues, or whatever we were going to do. I'm really honored. I'm very proud to be your friend. And friends don't just say, okay, he's gone, and that's it. I wanted to go and see you and see Marcia and wish them a safe trip back home and make sure you were ready to go and in good shape. It was very important for me.
Well, I have to tell you why. You know what? Of course, there's no place like home. But when it come time to leave, it was hard to leave. I was really enjoying my stay there and talking to the people there. It was hard to leave because it felt like leaving family. And, folks, that's the truth. Now, again, lines open, 844-769-2944. Dr. Rodriguez, I know that you've been doing this for how many years now?
Oh, God, since 1976, something like that. Yeah, it's a long time now.
1976. Marcia and I had just been married for 5 years when you started. That had been a long time ago. That's been a long time ago. And you started out as just a MD, right? You were just going into regular practice like most doctors.
Yeah, I became a doctor. I became a regular MD. Then I did a couple of years of internship in general internal medicine. And then I went on a specialty that's called nuclear medicine, which is the diagnosis of diseases using radioisotopes and so forth. The more I saw, the more I realized that medicine was going in the wrong direction. We were making out of medicine supposedly a scientific practice. To me, it continues to be an art, continues to be a very humane interaction. And if you don't care for the people you're looking at, that you're taking care of, you're not going to go too far, number one. Number two, the more I went, the more I saw that we had missed at some point a lot of the teachings. Teachings that come not only from my mother, my grandmother, my great-grandmother, teachings that are even in the Bible.
Oh, yes.
If you go all the way back and you read your Bible, you're going to learn that we were given a nourishment for our bodies.
Yes.
And we have to be respectful of that. Because if we don't, then we're not going to give our bodies what our bodies should be getting. And that is, to me, very, very important. And I saw, for example, I've been trying to write something lately on the big lies of medicine. Why do I say the big lies of medicine? Because we, the doctors, talked about it in the last 40 years. And I have to confess, mea culpa as well, because I fell into that spell of believing that, number one, medicine was a science, that it's supposed to be scientists to know what they're doing, and just forget about everything that common sense, Christian belief should give us. I remember I belong to the generation, so you do, when one day we woke up and everybody told us that we shouldn't eat eggs because they were bad for you.
Yeah.
And it didn't make sense to me because I thought, well, with any scale, with any animal, with any continent you go, eggs are a very appreciated food. How come all of a sudden they're bad for you? Something has to be wrong. And it took me many, many years to realize that there was no problem with the eggs. The problem is with the way we produce eggs.
There you go.
We became greedy. We wanted to get as many eggs as possible out of one hen. So we turned on the light. We gave it a lot of products in order to make the hen lay more eggs than what it should be biological, safe and sound. And then we got a lot of eggs. So of course, prices reduced. They were making more money, but we were making people sick. So, but when we're going back, I thank God for that. We're going back. You go to supermarkets today, and you're going to find now organic eggs. You're going to find free-range hen eggs. You're seeing all sorts of adjectives that are telling you that you're not just getting the common commercial product that you used to get. And we have done that over and over again with a lot of products, like milk, for example.
Yes.
Milk is a God-given food. And we have done it. We have done so many things with it that you end up paying for it like five times. You can go to the supermarket and you buy cheese and you buy yogurt and you buy acidophilus and you buy butter and you buy cream and you buy milk. How many times did you get the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
You see? And in the old times, all you got was milk. And out of that milk, you'd get your butter, and you'd get your cream, and you'd get a lot of very good things. And milk was very flavorful. It was a very good food. All of us that remember those years know that whatever you get in the market today is not, cannot
it's
be
not,
milk.
No. It's not real milk.
Can be whatever. And then one day I went into the supermarket and I see all these boxes and I say, what's that? And they say, milk. I mean, you don't need any fridge. You don't need anything. What happened to this milk? What have you done to this blessed food in order to put it in the shelf for God knows how long? I don't even know how long. So you see all these things and then you say, well, you know, with the food that we're consuming today, we are making sick people. We are making our younger generation more fragile, less resilient to infections and disease, and we are creating all these problems. And actually, the numbers tell you that I am unfortunately right, because our death toll is now growing in younger generations, in people that are in their 50s or 60s today, instead of 70s or 80s. Because those of us that are older than 70, we're still surviving and dying at the same rate it was expected. But many of the younger generation, they're dying of heart attacks, they're dying of cancer, they're dropping in the field, they just dropped dead, very young. And what's happening now is that for the first time since numbers were recorded, we are finding that our life expectancy is not growing anymore. It used to grow every single year for decades. If you were expected to live 70 today, next year would be 70 and a half, and the following one, 71, and so on. Now we're not expanding that horizon. We're not expecting to live longer, and not because the older generation is dying. Because many times you go to the doctor says, "Oh, of course we're living longer, so we have more people in the older group." But no, we have a lot of people that are dying in their 40s, 50s, and 60s.
That's
unfortunately,
true.
You see,
well, we have more.
We
have children dropping dead on football fields in high school.
That's it. And we have now more and more people that have to go to their children's funeral. That didn't happen. I mean, it used to be that we are going to bury our parents. But we're beginning to see the opposite. And that worries me a lot. Because then you say, okay, if I'm going to be very sick at certain age, which is very young, what's going to happen 10 years, 20 years from now? Diseases like, for example, diabetes, they just go rampant. We have so many people with diabetes, and the worst part is that we have them very young. And one of the reasons might be because of the type of food that we consume.
Number one, we
don't have the milk, for example. I was talking about milk. We don't have the milk we used to have. Many people do not know that milk can produce essential fatty acids that help carbohydrate metabolism that can Absolutely. Help insulin to work better. But for that, you need a cow that's fed on grass. You see,
that's true.
A cow is a grass-eating animal, not grain. But we're feeding it grain for the same reason we were leaving the light lit for a hen, because we want this animal to grow bigger and heavier in a shorter period of time. It's, again, for profit's sake. So we are becoming greedy with something that we should not touch because it's sacred. When you open the Bible right at the beginning, it tells you that God provided these things for your nourishment.
That's true.
So don't play with it. Don't take it to a factory. Don't change it. Don't flavor it. Don't sweeten it. Don't do artificial coloring. Don't do anything like this, because this is a sacred product that God provides for our nourishment.
You know, doctor,
and that's something we have to
people, keep. Very few people ever consider that. They don't know. They haven't been taught. And I know that for years I grew up with fresh milk and fresh butter and raised your own chickens. We had all that ourselves. And I'm still blessed today where I live. I raise my own beef. It's all grass-fed beef. And I'm blessed to get fresh milk and eggs. I do that every week. And I'm blessed for that. But a lot of people don't know, as I didn't for years, that what you buy in the store is not really food. It's a filler. It'll fill you up. But it doesn't do much to nourish your body. And your body, after a while, when it's not being fed right, getting the right minerals and bacteria and different things you need to function in your gut, you become ill, you become sick. And I'm beginning to realize after some years. So we reared our children in the fact that we thought we were feeding them well. And then, of course, in your lifetime, they brought in all the fast food, the McDonald's and Hardee's and Wendy's and all that. And it does taste good. It does taste good. But there's nothing in that food that's nourishing for you. We use it because it is fast. We can drive the kids through there and throw them a hamburger and say, shut up, now you've eaten. But we're not really
Correct.
Feeding them, are we? We're not really feeding them.
Correct.
All we're doing is feeding them. We're not feeding them.
You just use the right verb. We eat to fill, not to feed. And
that's
we
right.
should be feeding our family, but we just get our family full. Sometimes when I see, for example, families going through one of these fast food places, I feel like stopping at the gas station and say, just fill it up. I mean, I just want it to be full and quiet. And then you see how they start getting weight, how they start getting carbohydrate metabolism problems, how they start becoming diabetic. And then one thing brings the other. Then you bring heart disease. Then you bring inflammatory disease, you bring diabetes and cancer and high blood pressure and all these dreaded diseases that we all are very fearful of, that when you think of it, none of these diseases is like COVID. When you say, okay, I got COVID-19, yes, because you got a virus. The virus is the culprit. But when you're talking of chronic degenerative diseases, where's the culprit? The culprit is within us. It's something we're doing to our own body. It's like running a very good car with very cheap fuel, with very mm-hmm. cheap lubricants. It's going to leak. It's going to fail. It's going to have a lot of problems. So you
well,
do
you
not
know,
want any of that.
I remember growing up, that cancer was almost unheard of. If somebody had cancer, that was so rare. And where I grew up in the communities I grew up in, it was so
rare.
And it
was somebody that was very old.
Yeah, really. It was very old and very
cancer
rare.
Cancer was an older person's disease.
And diabetes was almost unheard of.
Yeah.
I mean, that's in my lifetime. Yeah. That hasn't been 200 years ago. That's been in my lifetime. I grew up in those situations. I grew up in a time when children were active all the time. If it was pretty outside, my brother and I were outside, running through the woods, playing, helping Dad in the garden, pitching hay, doing whatever, taking care of the chickens. That's what we done. We grew up in an active lifestyle, and Mom fixed dinner for us of natural things right out of the garden. And we eat fruit right off apple trees. We would pick apples in the fall and bury them underground for the winter and go outside and dig up a bucket full of them, bring them in the house, and it tastes just like they're off the tree. We would store our potatoes in the basement, and Mom would can everything. We'd pick wild strawberries. Mom would can the strawberries. We did those things because that's what we did to survive. And no one thought anything about it because everybody did that. We had well water. We had our own well. We got old enough, we had our own well in the yard with a pump on it. Then we had water in the house. So these are things that were all natural. We didn't have city water. We didn't have fluoride in the water. We didn't have none of these things added. They come right out of the ground. We got them in from the bee, and we consumed them. And us being sick was very rare. Very rare, unless we got something like the measles, which everybody had at one time, and we didn't have vaccination. We just had the measles, and they were gone. Our body got stronger because we did get sick. So these are things people have forgotten about, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. Completely in agreement. And now you have an epidemic like the one we're going through, and people don't have any cannot resist any problem. They get it very easily. They catch it without any problem, and so forth. And then we all are panicky because we haven't done our homework. We haven't made sure that we had a strong body.
Well, and if you don't feed it the right food, your body cannot function as it should. And that's what you teach people, by the way, in the hospital, folks. If you get a chance, a blessing to go down there and be taken care of, the food you get is a gourmet-type food. It's prepared by chefs. But it's all healthy, natural food. And I have to say, it's really good. I mean, really, it is. I've eaten at so-called health food stores before, health restaurants, and I wasn't real pleased with the food, but this is done so well. But now, Dr. Rodriguez, and folks, the line's open. I can't believe nobody's calling. The line's wide open, 844-769-2944. What is the Crohn's disease? Crohn's disease has got to be really common in America. I don't know if it is in Mexico or not, but it is in America. What causes Crohn's disease, and what can people do naturally to take care of that? The reason I'm asking,
okay,
my young son's having problems with that.
Okay, you just touched on a very, very important issue. Really, it's one of the things that are popping. You said it very clearly. It's popping everywhere. We have more and more people getting this sort of a problem. And people don't understand where is it coming from. It is it's a bacteria, it's a microbe, it's what? And this is very simple. And we go back again. You know, tonight, when people that are listening to me, tonight when they go home, when they go to bed, close your eyes for a little while and think, why is it that we eat? And I'm going to tell you something. I want you to really think of it, because people have the feeling that we eat for pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
We eat for pleasure. We have turned our food into a, it's very pleasurable, of course, but we have turned pleasure as the main objective of our food.
All right, we're going to break. I need you to explain that little
break
here, Dr. Rodriguez.
But
folks,
I'll be right.
Give us a call, 844-769-2944. You're talking to the leading, in my mind, health expert in the world today. Give us a holler.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Dobro Foods, the only Dobro food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, have no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best Dobro foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Numana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch to get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war.
Hear me what I'm saying. Rodrigo Rodriguez, Biocare Hospital, write down this phone number. If you don't want to call now, you don't have to. You can call him tomorrow, and he'll be glad to talk to you. Now, he's on West Coast time, so if you're on the East Coast, they're 3 hours behind us. And you can write this number down. It's toll-free, 800-701-7345. 800-701-7345. Tell him Pastor Butch sent you down to talk to Dr. Rodriguez. Call and talk to him. Ask him some questions. Again, 800-701-7345. And the phone line's open. I can't believe the lines are quiet. I know they're listening. That's why they're not calling. They want to listen. But folks, you have a health problem, any issue, call and talk to Dr. Rodriguez. He'll do what he can on the air, and he'll talk to you off the air tomorrow if you like. At 844-769-2944. The phone line's open for you tonight, folks. You are part of the family out there. I want you to know that. And don't ever think that when you call in, you're interrupting us because you're not. We're here because you're there, obviously. We do have a call. Let's talk to our friend Daryl in PA. Daryl, come on in and welcome.
Hi, Pastor Butch and Dr. Rodriguez. And what a pleasure to hear someone speak with a whole lot of knowledge and concern for others. And I just enjoying listening, and I'm 73 years old, and Dr. Rodriguez just comes across as very knowledgeable, but very, very much common sense.
Yes.
Understanding what the Bible says about foods, and that's critical to hear. I wanted to ask if Dr. Rodriguez had ever heard of a guy named Dr. Mendelsohn. He was a pediatrician who wrote a number of books, but he very much stood up against Big Pharma, very much stood up against Big Pharma, and also against what he called basically the medical industrial complex. So has Dr. Rodriguez, have you heard of Dr. Mendelsohn?
Yes, very, very much so. And he had it very, very hard because these were the times where everybody was, of course, believing that Big Pharma and everything else was the good thing. I mean, after all, if you think of the United States, and if you think of everybody after the Second World War, we were believing that these guys in white coats knew everything, and that they did it for the best of mankind. Now, there are a lot of things that I don't want to say that they meant bad or anything like that, but certainly were completely misled and misleading the medical profession and the general public in what health is all about.
Go ahead, Darryl. Anything else you want to say?
Yeah, I'd just say thank you both for having this type of a broadcast on tonight. And thank you so much to Dr. Rodriguez for standing up for the good foods that we used to have, as Pastor Butch knows also, when we were growing up, that have changed so much and been changed by the GMOs and Monsanto.
Oh, yes.
And a lot of these people that have corrupted the seeds and stuff that we have. So just God bless you both, and thank you so much for letting me talk to Dr. Rodriguez.
Oh, anytime.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you very
call.
Much for your comment. But, you know, I want to take advantage of his words, because they're very wise words. Because you say, okay, we have everything, all this assault against what we should do, etc. So I say, in the old times, you'd get a gun and go and fight for your things. Today, you don't need a gun. All you need is your credit card. Take your money where you think your money is worth what you need. Because if you start going to a farmer's market, if you start eating good food, if you start looking for grass-fed cattle and that type of thing, you're going to find that more and more in the industry are going to go in that direction because they want your money. But if you keep on consuming and paying for things you know they're not for you, that they're not good food, they will continue doing it because they're profiting. They're profiting.
Oh, yes.
With your health. So go to where you know you have quality food. And many times people tell me, but it's more expensive. Yeah, I have to concede that. Some of the healthier products are going to be a little bit expensive or more expensive, but not awful lot, number one. Number two, one of the problems we have is that we normally eat more than what we should. So, yes, we're going to pay a little bit more, but we should eat a little bit less. So we can compensate the higher cost with less amount of food. If you used to buy 1 pound, well, buy a little bit less. If you get 1 pint, get a little bit less. And you can compensate the price difference with less amount of food. And number one thing very important. And the other one is that a lot of the great foods are really not they're not really expensive. Okay, because if you go for potatoes and you go for arugula and you go for vegetables and you go for beets and all these things, all these roots, you're going to be in very good shape. You take parsnips and turnips and all these foods that are now for the winter, and you can have a great meal. And today, with the internet, I mean, you can go to 100,000 tutorials in how to do these products fast and flavorful and nutritious and so forth. And I always tell people, go to the farmer's market, get things that are around you, because the closer they are produced, the cheaper they're going to be. So you're going to compensate one with the other. But we have to take our dollars to where we think they're going to give us our money's worth. Not just amount, not just calories, but our money's worth. Something that's going to nourish our bodies. The fruits, the seeds, the legumes, the quality meats. Because, let's face it, a 16-ounce steak is not for human consumption. A normal person should have an 8-ounce steak. And that's going to be enough. And then you put some broccoli or cauliflower and some veggies or some other things, like whole wheat pasta. There's so many things to eat that are going to make a beautiful plate and are going to make a beautiful, fulfilling meal. We do that all the time because at the hospital, Pastor Butch, you have seen this. We have we have a kitchen that's seven times the size of the kitchen. I mean, of the pharmacy, seven times the staff of the pharmacy, because to me, food is thy food, thy medicine. I truly believe that. If I were asked, you know, you're not going to use any medication. You're not going to use any product. You're not going to do any of this. Just choose one thing you're going to use to treat people. I would pick food, and I would pick good food, the food we used to eat. Now, if we push a little bit, everybody is going to try to produce the quality food that we need, because that's what sells. So don't buy foods that you don't like because you are sponsoring them. Buy the foods you like because that's going to make others to try to produce that type of quality. And I'm going to give you a very simple example. We're talking about quality eggs. Well, you know, many of the fast food chains are now going for free-range organic eggs. Why? Because that's what people are demanding. We, the people, have the power. If you go to any place, you can ask, is your chicken you're serving here free-range? Is your beef grass-fed? Is your this, etc.? And the more you ask, even if they don't have it, that's going to ring a bell for them. And finally, one day, you're going to see an ad that says, we have grass-fed cattle. See, so that can help. So we, the people, are the ones that have to push the change, because governments, pharmacies, and medicine will not do it.
Well, obviously not. I mean, the pharmaceutical companies are absolutely billionaires. They're trillionaires.
Can you imagine how much money they're going to make on this vaccine?
Oh my gosh. Unthinkable money. Unthinkable money. Unbelievable money. But, you know, they are good at giving you a pill or whatever that will help do away with the symptom, but it doesn't fix the problem. If you don't address the problem, the symptoms you can handle maybe, but you're not doing anything about the problem. And all that medicine does is do other side effects that cause other problems. And if you listen to an advertisement on TV about a medicine, the side effects listed are horrendous, and lots of them. That people still take the medicine over trying to feed the body the right thing. Again, I'm so blessed where I live that I get what I can and try to eat naturally. But, and I really mean that. And I'm so blessed. But some people just seem to think that if I just take a medicine, I'll listen to what the doctor says, I'll take the medicine, and I'll be okay. It doesn't work that way, folks. All you're doing is delaying the inevitable. Pretty soon, those pills will not take care of the symptom. That disease that you have will eventually get too much for it to handle. Go ahead, Dr. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to take over. Go ahead.
No. What you're saying is absolutely right. I was going to say, we have to unite. We have to work together. We have to spread the word. We have to reinforce what everybody is saying and doing in order to keep the word out. So more and more people are aware of what we're saying, like the caller that just called us today, and he says, well, I'm happy that you are mentioning the Bible. Well, next Sunday when you go to church, you can open the Bible and say, look here, read Leviticus, read Genesis 29. You're going to see that we were given, we were offered the food to nourish our bodies. So all we have to do is, if we are truly Christians, if we are truly believers, then we have to comply. We have to be obedient. And that is going to bring us to health. Because being obedient, doing what God ordered us to do, is going to bring us health and prosperity.
Well, you know, again, the diseases I hear of today that maybe they were around 50 years ago. I don't know that. Maybe 60 years ago they were already here, but I don't know that. I never heard of them when I was growing up, a lot of them. And even things as common today like arthritis and other aches and pains of the body, I'm sure they existed then, but they weren't near as plentiful. People didn't suffer from nearly as badly when I was a young boy growing up in the community. I mean, people in the 70s and 80s were getting around really well, still working in gardens and still doing work outside and taking care of things. Today, most people in their 60s are almost bedridden. I don't mean not all of them, of course, but a bunch of them are. They can't
them,
walk across the house. I mean, it's just unbelievable, but go ahead.
Pastor, just let me tell you one thing. In America, people that are 65 years or older, 90% of them are taking some form of chronic medication. Now, put that in dollars and cents. Would you think that the medical world and pharmacists are very interested in turning that around? They're making a fortune. And you can sit in any room, you can talk to anybody that's 65 or older. You are using, you say, okay, I have to pay the rent, I have to pay the light, I have to pay for utilities, etc., etc., and I have so much for medication. In other words, paying for chronic medication has become one of our fixed expenditures.
It's a habit.
When you are 65, when I was growing, I remember my grandmother and both of my grandmothers, they didn't take any medication. They might take an aspirin a couple of times a year, something like that, for a headache. But other than that, they didn't. So that means, what does that mean? That we are making ourselves prey of chronic medication because we are getting sicker and sicker, all of us, all our children, because we are not taking care of our bodies. It's as simple as that. We have to sit down in our church. We have to sit down with our friends. We have to replan everything and say, what are we doing? You see? So that to me is the most important thing, that yes, it's in the Bible, but let's spread the word.
Amen. Let's take another phone call. Let's go to Washington State. Let's talk to Carolyn. Carolyn, welcome. Come on in. What's on your mind tonight?
Hi, thank you. I wanted to ask Dr. Rodriguez what he knows about ivermectin for COVID-19.
Well, right now, if you're talking treatment, there's really not one product that's going to kill the virus. Let's put it like for example,
ivermectin.
Yeah, it's an antibiotic type of product.
Yeah, and it's used on farm animals, but they're finding that it's 100% successful. I've got all kinds of articles here saying it's 100% successful. I just wondered what you knew about it.
Well, I know that I saw a doctor talk about that, and he said that if you catch it early enough, it takes away quickly. Later in later stages, it's not quite so effective. But how about the Dr. Rodriguez, ivermectin? Would you recommend that if somebody that has early symptoms of something, even the flu or anything else or any kind of other disease?
Well, number one, in this time and age, if you have any sort of symptom, don't think that it is an allergy, don't think that it's a flu, think it's COVID. And if you have access to different products, because you said it very right, and you start very early, you might kill it, you might destroy it. And if you wait, that product or many of the other products that we have heard are not really going to make a big difference. We're going to have to wait until our immune system fights and either defeats or falls prey for the virus. So we have to be aware that the earlier we begin, the better off we're going to be. And that means if we start with any symptom, a headache, a coughing, a sore throat or anything like that, think COVID before you do anything else. Because if you think, oh, this might pass, if you think this is an allergy, even if you have frequent allergies, I have seen people that have chronic allergies, and they say, no, I think it's my allergies. And then all of a sudden, they're very sick, and they waste it 5, 10 days, 2 weeks without any treatment.
Well, so the ivermectin, if you start feeling symptoms, you think that would be a good thing to have on hand?
I would.
Okay.
Yes.
Good call, Carolyn. Good point. I was going to ask that same question myself. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to ask?
Well, I'm looking at a sciatica operation because the bone is growing in around my nerve in my back.
Okay.
Would you say, Dr. Rodriguez, that that's about all I can do is have it roto-rooted out? Or is there something that can be done without surgery?
Well, I'm glad you use the analogy of the roto-rooter because in today's type of surgery, it's very much what they do. It is a much simpler procedure than what it used to be. So what they're going to do is something like that. They're just going to kind of clean the surrounding of the nerve, and that's going to put you in much better condition and very fast. That's important thing. You're going to recover very fast because it's not like they used to be when they used to destroy a lot of things and move a lot of bones and
right.
produce fractures and so forth. So if you have to do it, I don't have anything against it. I'll have to tell you something, though, which is very important. If you are overweight, start losing weight before you get to that point, because the less you weight, the less burden you have on that spine, the sooner you're going to heal and the better off you're going to be.
Yeah, my weight's fine. Thank you. Okay, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling, Carolyn. Thank you. And folks, we have time for another phone call, too, if you hurry. 844-769-2944. Very good phone calls. Very good questions. 844-769-2944. Now, this is a kind of a loaded question, and I know you can't give us a precise answer, but if you were to tell people, just in general, what they need to cut out of their diets, other than sugar, we know sugar is poison to us, what else would you suggest?
Okay, let me tell you two very general words, very general advices that are very important. Number one, this is very simple, but if you take it seriously, it's very profound and can have a very profound effect on your health. Eat food. That's simple. Eat food. Do not eat anything that's not food. What is not food? What's not food is anything that's on a box, on a foil, on a can, or jug, or anything like that. Food comes from the field. Food comes from the farm. So if you can get good quality food, then you can eat it. The second advice, there are no evil foods other than sugar, and they're not savior foods. So we have to eat a little bit of everything and not much of nothing.
Moderation.
Be moderate and eat, but you should eat everything. Like, for example, you can have your fats, you can have your butter, you can have your milk, you can have your meats, everything. As long as you keep them on moderation, not only on the amounts, but also on the frequency. I would not advise you, for example, to have beef every day, but I would advise you to have fish probably 3 times a week. You see, but red meats, you can do it a couple of times during the week. And make sure that you make at least one day which is basically vegetarian. What's vegetarian?
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily a salad. You can make a stew with beans, with multigrain, with wild rice, that type of thing, with cheeses. Again, if you go to the web and look for tutorials about this, you're going to find 100 things that are very likable, very close to you, that you can get and cook very easily. And many of the times, you don't even have to cook, like a good salad or certain things are going to be raw. But make sure you keep a balance in whatever you eat. Again, vegetables, fresh vegetables are very important because that's what feeds our intestinal flora. Mm-hmm. Intestinal flora is fed with the fiber that we do not digest. In every bite of food that you have, there can be a little bit of a lot of fiber. What foods have a lot of fiber? I'm going to give you a big, big hint. An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Right? We agree on that one.
Right.
Okay, I'm going to tell you. 3 apples a day give you all the fiber you need in 24 hours.
Wow.
So you might not necessarily have to have...
It's so simple.
Yeah, so you have to eat your apple and so forth and chew the whole thing. Remember that the scriptures tell us that we shall eat the fruit and the seeds thereof.
It's core and all.
So do everything and chew it well and be relaxed. This is very important. When you're about to eat, get rid of the phone, get rid of the news, get rid of anything. I don't know where we grew to the point that we have to do something while we eat to gain time, not to waste time.
Mm-hmm.
Eating is nourishing your body. It should be a sacred duty. So take the time
and
the relaxation so everything can be properly digested. Because when we're uptight, when we're answering the phone, when we're doing all these things, we are releasing hormones like adrenaline that block good digestion. We know that.
That's why a lot of people have indigestion, and that's true. I don't mean to cut you off. We got like 2 minutes left. And I want to ask one quick question. Maybe take about a minute to answer it. I take an ounce of olive oil every morning. What does that do
Fantastic.
For you?
Fantastic.
What does it do for
that,
you?
It can do a lot of things. It's going to be, first of all, it's going to be an anti-inflammatory. What's that? It's going to diminish the amount of inflammatory products that are being released in the blood. What do those products do? They give you joint pain. They give you tiredness. They give you low energy. They can give you a heart attack. They can make you diabetic. They can give you high blood pressure. They can give you a lot of things, all those products. So if you take an ounce of olive oil every day, you're going to be fighting all those factors that are going against every single function of your body every day. So good for you.
Well, I take it every morning. We're down in the last few seconds. Dr. Rodriguez, again, thank you so much for what you're doing. Folks, you call the hospital tomorrow. If you don't want to ask on air tonight, call tomorrow. Ask Dr. Rodriguez. Don't forget, they're 3 hours behind us on East Coast time.
Anybody that has a question, no strings attached. Call me. I'll be happy to talk to you, and no money involved.
800-701-7345. God bless you, Dr. Rodriguez. I'll talk
to
you soon.
Okay,
folks, see you tomorrow night with Dr. Terry Madej. Please don't miss tomorrow night. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.